Christians to Worship and the Study of God's Word. This is today's Modern Worship on WMIE FM 91.5.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker for this program. I'm Pastor Paul Esposito coming to you from Island Community Church. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Happy Wednesday to you. Praise God, it's hump day already. Thanks for joining us here today. You are tuned in to WGOD. God is always broadcasting. He's got a word for you today. That word's going to come from his servant, the Apostle Paul. It's going to be through the book of Colossians. Brand new study here. I just started preaching this at church, and this is the very first sermon, first week of this series. This is an introduction to the book of Colossians, so that is where we are at here today. Prior to getting started here with today's program, I invite you guys out to church here tonight, 6 o'clock tonight. If you're tuned in at 5:30 on the rebroadcast of WGOD Radio, I invite you guys to church here tonight. You still got 30 minutes to stop by. You are invited. We'd love to see you. I am in the book of 1 Corinthians, and this week here tonight will be chapter 10. Again, we'd love to see you. We are at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. If you enjoy this program, if you love the Word of God, study in the Word, then I invite you to our service tonight. I invite you to one of our services on Sunday morning at 10:30. We just started this series here, the book of Colossians. We will be in the first chapter, at the end of the first chapter here this Sunday. Him We Preach is the name of my sermon, straight from the Apostle Paul. That's also my vision for Island Community Church. It's found right here in Colossians chapter 1, verse 28. He says, Him We Preach, warning and teaching every man in all wisdom. So that's where we're going to be this Sunday. Okay, here we go with this sermon here, an introduction to Colossians. For more on this church, islandcommunitychurch.net's the website. Our YouTube channel as well is Island Community Church. You'll find many of the sermons uploaded on there. Okay, this is 50-some-odd minutes. This will probably play for 3 days. Let's get into it today, the introduction to the book of Colossians. Praise God. We're going to continue in to exalt the person of Jesus Christ here this morning. Okay, Dwayne, are we rolling on the sound? Miss Carol, are we rolling on the video? All right, praise God. Does everyone have one of these handouts? If you need one, you know, it just brings music to my ears for God to send people here. Some people from 1,000 miles away, and we all sing the same tune, by golly. That's just... if you need one of these, raise your hand. Really, it's a good introduction for the entire book. Scripture references for everything I'll be mentioning down here on the bottom. After 12 years here at this church, 13 now, and 20 years preaching through the New Testament, this is the first time for this book from the pulpit for me on a Sunday. I've taught it before on Wednesday, I think, years ago. But so we're in Colossians. If Ephesians can be labeled the epistle portraying the church of Christ, then Colossians surely would be the Christ of the church. As Ephesians focuses on the body, Colossians focuses on the head. Like Ephesians, the little book of Colossians divides neatly in half. It's 4 chapters. The first 2 chapters is doctrine. The second 2 chapters is practical, or how to live this out. He's going to teach us about Jesus for two chapters, starting in chapter 3. All right, how do I do this? How do I live this out? Now, Paul's writing this from house arrest, if not prison. This I know, he's chained to Roman soldiers as he's writing these prison epistles. Now, Paul's purpose is to show that the Lord Jesus Christ is preeminent. First and foremost in everything. And the Christian's life needs to reflect that priority. Because believers are rooted in him, alive in him, hidden in him, and complete in him. It is utterly inconsistent for Christians to live life without him. Clothed in his love, with his peace ruling in their hearts, they are equipped to make Christ first in every area of life. Now, Colossae was a minor city about 100 miles east of Ephesus, in the region of the seven churches that we read in the book of Revelation. Now, Colossae was once a populous center of commerce, famous for its glossy black wool. By the time of Paul, it had been eclipsed by its neighboring cities, Laodicea, the famous city we remember from the book of Revelation, and Hierapolis. And it was seriously on the decline. Now, apart from this letter, Colossae exerted almost no influence on the early history of the church. It is evident from chapters 1, verse 4, chapter 2, verse 1, that Paul had never been to this city. He'd never been to Colossae, and he's never been to this church. It was founded by someone named Epaphras. Okay, now let's get into this. Now, this city today is just a pile of rubble. There's nothing left of it. Now, let's get into this book. Once again, neatly divided. First 2 weeks here is going to be doctrine, and the last two chapters, how to live it. So we're going to start with a greeting. Then we'll discover how the Apostle Paul prays for his people. Speaking of prayer, let's pray now. Lord God Almighty, Lord, we come to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask for your blessings here starting today and each and every week as we read through this letter here for intended for the church at Colossians and certainly for us as well, Lord. Lord, we come to you with open ears. Lead us and guide us by your Holy Spirit. Help us to look into the spiritual realm here of all the things that you have done for us, with us, and to us, Lord, behind the scenes. Help us to be doers of what we hear, and not just hearers, because you say we deceive ourselves when we hear what you say and then don't put it into practice. So give us the power to change. May the power to change be present here today in all of us. Lead us and guide us and speak to us now, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay. Now let's pick it up right from the top. Colossians chapter 1, verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother. 2, the saints and faithful brethren in Christ who are in Colossae. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus, and of your love for all the saints. All right, so you can see that he doesn't know these guys. He's never been there. He says, we heard of your faith. Never witnessed it. We've heard of it. Verse 5, because of the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, of which you heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which has come to you as it has also come in all the world and is bringing forth fruit, as it is also among you since the day you heard and knew the grace of God in truth.
as you also learned from Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who was a faithful minister of Christ on your behalf, who also declared us your love in the Spirit. All right, so let's look at verse 5 here for a minute. He says, because of the hope which is laid up for you in heaven. So that would be the object of your hope and a whole lot more as well. Now, Peter put it this way. He said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance. That's going to be another key word as we go through this. Inheritance. To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. That's 1 Peter 1, 3 through 5. All right, so both of these men, Peter and Paul, have now told you that unimaginable things are awaiting you in heaven. For all of you believers out here. And it's reserved for you. You, praise God, already have reservations. Where eyes not seen, at least not yet. Where ears not heard, not yet. What is waiting for all of you who believe on the other side is what he's saying. Paul saw it, but Paul was not allowed to tell you what he saw. You see, you cannot make it there on someone else's faith. You've got to have your own. You can't make it on somebody else's. Paul talked about how he was caught up into paradise and he heard inexpressible words which is not lawful for a man to utter. You see, it is illegal for Paul to tell you what he saw and what's waiting for you on the other side once you die and leave this world, or he comes back first, whatever happens first. That's why you gotta believe him today before that happens. Before either he cracks the skies or before you die and leave and go to him, you've gotta believe today before it's too late. He's not allowed to tell you what's waiting for you. But he's writing to us here that it's been reserved for you. And Peter told you the same thing. It's like going to a big wedding reception. After the wedding, you go around that table and there's that little placard right there. And praise God, it's got your name on it. It is. It is good news. All right, now let's look at Paul's prayer. Then we'll break it down. We've got this whole chapter one. For those visiting, I'm informed the Super Bowl starts at 6. All right, that's a little bit of a stretch. I promise not to keep you past 4 o'clock. Why are you laughing? Yeah, all right. No, I'm only joking. Okay, let's look at Paul's prayer. Verse 9. He says, for this reason, we also, since the day we heard of it, we do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will. Now, we're going to break this down in a minute. Filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious dunamis. For all patience, or hupomone, and long suffering, and macrothumia, with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has, look what it says in the New King James. It says, who has qualified us. Well, Bank of America, eat your heart out. I've been pre-qualified, regardless of my credit rating. I knew I'd get one. I'm not the only one in here who's not perfect, but praise God, I'll tell you what, I've been pre-qualified that once I leave this evil world, he's going to say, enter thou into the joy of your Lord, regardless of my credit score. So giving thanks to the Father, this is verse 12. The King James says, who's made us meet. New King James says, who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance. Who would you people rather inherit from? Your Uncle Leroy or Jehovah or Aunt Josephine and her cubic zirconia collection? Now here's 7 points from Paul's prayer. For the Christians, which there's no reason not to think, if he was standing here today, he would pray the very same thing over each and every one of you as well. There's no reason why he wouldn't. So imagine him praying this. We got a guest speaker today. It's the Apostle Paul. And I guarantee he'll keep you past the start of the Super Bowl. They were falling asleep when he was preaching. Hey, I'm in good All right. Sorry. I'm only kidding. No one falls asleep here. For those visiting, that's why I've got this. For those that fall asleep, I'm only kidding. But you can read in the book of Acts, one guy fell asleep. He was preaching for so long, he fell out of the third story window and fell down and died. Okay, imagine him praying this prayer for you. Notice here in this prayer what the Apostle Paul thinks is important. 7 points, or I've got it up to 8 now. 8 points that Paul prays for the believers in a church fellowship. So the first thing he prays for, and you can substitute the word you can change that to me if you want, meaning you. So the first thing is he prays for you to know God's will. Or you could write down, if you're taking notes, the first thing the apostle, the most important thing to him here out of this is that you would know God's will better. That's verse 9. Second, Paul prays for you to live a good, clean life. That's verse 10, right? You may walk worthy of the Lord. Not worthy of me. Live like worthy of the Lord, whatever he would expect from you. He doesn't expect much from you, really. All he says is walk before me and be thou perfect. Easy, right? That's all. That's all, just be perfect. No problem. Number 3, he prayed that you would be fruitful in every good work. Naturally, you are serving the Lord today, right? I mean, where he's just assuming that you're doing that. He's assuming you're serving the Lord with your life right now. Remember, you are to be a living sacrifice, not a dead sacrifice. Dead sacrifices are for vultures. God accepts living sacrifices. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. God accepts, remember, we read all the way back in Genesis, there are some offerings he doesn't accept. And he doesn't accept dead ones. Vultures accept dead ones. God accepts living ones. Here I am, Lord. Here I am. Use me. Here I am, Lord. Send me. With a heartbeat. Number 4, he prays that you would increase in the knowledge of God. Increase in the knowledge of God. Number 5, he prays that you would be strengthened by his glorious power and might. Please repeat that one for me, Apostle. I could use a little bit of God's dynamite today. How about you? Number six, that we would possess all, Greek word is hupomone, translated many times as either perseverance or endurance. You know, when we read, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces, there's this word that Paul is praying that we'd have, endurance. Endurance under trial, when you are undergoing a serious or a fierce trial in your life. He's praying that the people there would possess this. Endurance and long suffering. Actually, also for number seven, we could add to this joy. He prayed that everyone would have joy. Not that everyone would be happy, but that everyone would have joy. Don't confuse the two. The joy is an inner thing that you have because you're right with Him. That's how you can have joy in the face of adversity and trial in your life, because your name is in the book of life and God's got your back. That's how you have joy, not happiness. Happiness is hitting the Powerball. I can say that, can I? No, I can't. Okay, my wife says I can't say that. Happiness is new 37-inch tires on my Jeep. Can I say that? Happiness is an apple pie with whipped cream on it. Can I at least grant me that one? Joy. This is what joy looks like. When I call out to you, then my enemies will scatter. This I know, because God is for me. That's joy. This is what joy looks like. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. That's joy. To know that behind my back is Jehovah, and He's got it. And when I die and leave this world, my Bible says I will be absent from this body and present with Him. And I'll tell you where else you get joy from. And that is the real reason, all jokingly aside, why I've got this gavel. And that is Romans chapter 5, verse 1, that says this: having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. That is where your joy comes from. No government can take it. No one can tax it. No thief can break through and steal it. It comes from being right with God. And lastly, here in this prayer is him thanking God, who has pre-qualified us to partake of His glorious inheritance. Praise God, you've been pre-qualified with no money down. And it's the gift of God. I'm here to tell you here this morning on this 9th of February that you are pre-qualified to inherit all things from Almighty God. Not from Uncle Leroy, but from great Almighty God. With no lawyer, no red tape, no inheritance tax, and where thieves cannot break through and steal. Pre-qualified. Then we learn firsthand what He's done for us in the spiritual realm. First off, He has personally and single-handedly delivered us. He has personally and single-handedly delivered us from the power of darkness. Let me read these two verses, because I forgot to write these down. But the next verse is here in this text. Let me quote them now before I forget, because we've gone through verse 12. We've gone through that prayer. Verse 13, which I was just building on. He said He has delivered us from the power of darkness, and He has translated, or He's transferred us into the kingdom of the Son of His love, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins. That's good news. All right, so we learn firsthand what He's done for us now in the spiritual realm. Number one, He's personally and single-handedly delivered us from the power of darkness. Number two, he's transferred us into the kingdom of his dear son. So praise God, we've been transferred. You know, people in their jobs get transferred all the time, right? Military men and women get transferred. They get reassigned. Well, you know what? You have received the transfer as well. You've been transferred out of Satan's domain, and you have been personally transferred into the kingdom of God.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Sweet, refreshing rain.